go outside into the door area, right? And I remember there was these three, like, there was these three dudes, okay? And obviously ethnicity doesn't matter, but, like, shit. So there was, like, some cool, there was some, like, you know, my man, you know, cool, you know, just, like, they're funny. Every comment that comes out of their mouth are just cracking jokes, right? It's like, you know, like, you know those kids that are always walking around, like, you know, commenting on everything, like, lanky, you know, he's like, you know, like, I'm walking around, you know, he's calling me a lanky ass, you know, you know, everything's a joke, right? Everything's just, you just want to crack the fuck up and, like, smoke a blunt with the guy. He's just funny as fuck, right? So these are the three dudes, right? Like, they're setting the fight up, and they're just, just dropping, like, one-liners that are just hilarious. And I'm just, I can't stop laughing. I'm fucked up. And this guy, he squares up. Everyone has their camera phone out. The whole party's in the hallway. And the hallways are narrow. We're talking maximum, like, the hallways are, like, 4 feet across, right? It's weird, weird stuff. Anyway, so me and this guy, he's, like, six. He's huge. He's huge, right? He's easily got 8-9 inches on me, right, height-wise. And he's easily got, like, 30 or 40 pounds on me. He's a big guy, right? We square up, and I don't know, bro. Listen, you know, I'm confident in my fighting skills. I'm confident in them, right? You know, I have a lot of experience. But what happened this night, even to this day, I play back, and I don't know how to justify what happened. You know, I think, you know, a lot of us, I think we've had that feeling where, like, someone fucks with us, and we think about, like, you know, I wish I had superpowers, where, like, they walk up, and you can just flick them away, and they fucking fly back, and it's like, oh, right? This was a situation where that kind of happened, right? Except it wasn't super strength. It was like some Neo from the Matrix dodging. You know, usually my style is very simple, okay? I have a big head, a very bony head, you know, like, pretty much the way it looks, it is, right? It just, you know, this thing, you know, and maybe I'm a dumbass for it. Maybe I've lost some brain cells because of it. But usually in a fight, you know, I dip and dodge. But usually I'll sacrifice the one or two direct hits to my face just to get in with the guy and get him into a chokehold and fuck him up, right? That's usually my style, right? So that's why, like, that night was so crazy to me. So I remember we were squared up, and I was so fucked up, right? I was probably at the level right before you get the spins and you need to throw up, right? The level where you start getting a thick saliva and you cannot, I don't care how much you drink, you can't stop it. You're getting the spins and you're throwing up. I was the level right before that, and that level is amazing. That level, you probably can convince yourself you can fly, right? That's where I was at. And bro, I just remember, like, even though I was so fucked up, I remember just so clearly, man, like, this guy, like, when he was throwing punches. Have you seen those, like, TV series with Superman where he can just, like, he sees the punch and he can just, like, look at it? You know what I'm talking about? He's looking at the fucking punch that's going by. I shit you not, this was me. I keep playing it back in my head because I know, even though I'm confident in my shit, I know I could never, call it what you want. I know I could never reciprocate what I did. It was so insane to me, bro. This guy is throwing punches, and I shit you not, not only am I dodging them, but I'm cracking up. That's how cocky I was. I was laughing. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, I'm laughing as I'm looking at his punches and dodging and dipping. And in between all of that, somehow, in that millisecond time, I'm also throwing jabs and just fucking him up. And I'm cracking up the whole time. Like, I remember this so clearly, and to this day, I'm still perplexed. I still don't understand what happened. It's as if a computer program uploaded into my mind Matrix style in that fight. Like, I should not have won that. And that was that, dude. And the dudes were recording, and the three guys were commentating and laughing, too, and that's probably why I was cracking up. And here's the crazy part. So during all of that, somehow the fight, before we got outside, before we moved outside, we got into a scuffle on the way outside. So this is before the fight ended. When we're in the kitchen moving the fight to the corridor area, to the hallway, I remember I threw a punch and I missed him and I hit the bathroom door. And these apartments, most of these college dorm apartments, I don't care how expensive they are, the walls and the doors are paper thin. you could probably barely tap it and you're going to have a dent in it, right? It's just very thin. And when I punched it, I remember I took my arm out and you could see a hole in the door. And this is the part that's going to sound like the movie that I was talking about earlier. The whole night I was wondering where my friend was, okay? And I punched the door and I take my arm out and we look inside the hole and my friend, all we see are his ass cheeks. And he's clapping this girl that lives in the apartment just on the sink. And that's where my friend was. And he looks like, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, get out here. I'm about to fucking throw down. He's like, oh shit, I'm coming.
Hello, good morning. Today is Thursday, June 18th, and welcome to the Opposedly Podcast. You're just listening to Trainwreck's TV. He got in a fight, apparently. He's going over the story, and he talked about a lot of the socio-political circles that were in place when he was in middle school and high school, and how he lived both of the spectrums, you know, with being the very popular kid and being the loser piece of shit, you know. And I was listening to that this morning, and it kind of resonated with me because I've kind of felt that way too at times. You know, I went from not being maybe a popular kid, but being a kid that's that knows all the cool kids, you know, that was friends with all the cool kids. So maybe I wasn't a cool kid myself, but, you know, I grew up with every, you know, we were, lived together for many years in the same neighborhood. And then what ended up happening was we moved, you know, and then I became the poor kid, you know, and then I lost those friendships and became the loser at a new school, and, you know, no one, had no friends. People would bully me, and then I became friends with, you know, the kids that were not so cool, you know. Well, yeah, I didn't become friends with the, you know, let's just say I became friends with everybody, you know, like, everyone was my friend, you know. I didn't really have many enemies, you know, but I did get bullied, you know, from at the very beginning, from day one. But, you know, I had friends in, you know, I had the not so cool kids, the kids in the middle, and I had some cool kids that were my friends too. You know, and eventually I won people over, you know, but at first I was bullied. You know, and this was when I was 13, 8th grade. You know, it's not a very good time to learn these things, you know. Maybe it's the best time, but, you know, I struggled a lot back in the day, you know, and very conscious, very aware of my surroundings and, you know, all these little tendencies that people have. You know, I became very aware of everything around me around this time. Yeah, so I don't know. It's crazy just to look back at it, and, you know, especially now, you know. But yeah, I don't know, that resonated with me. You know, I like Trainwreck's TV. I've been watching him for a couple of years now. More recently. And honestly, I don't know too much about him, just because I don't know too much about him, just simply because I just haven't looked into him. But I know, like, he's friends with, like, Greek God X. You know, I know he has his Trainwrecks podcast. I really like his podcast, actually. It was something I've had the idea of doing at some point, but I don't know, I don't spend enough time on the internet. Like, if I had a job where it was salaried, I had, like, one thing to do, you know, and I had the rest of the day to myself, you know, hell yeah, I would spend all day, and I would start building community. And just like I did when I was, you know, I think, well, around that time, you know, around the time when I had to move schools and then I became more introverted, I became more dependent on technology, which was at that time my computer and cell phones, you know, like, that's when cell phones started becoming a popular thing, you know, and I was one of the few kids at that time who had a cell phone, simply because I had to have one to get around, you know, because I lived so far away from school, you know, I had to get rides and had to check in with my parents, yada yada. Where was I going with that? My car is effed. I don't know what's going on with it now, but I gotta get it checked out. It's making noises, squealing now. I need to get a new car real soon. Sorry about that. So I'm just trying to, let's just change the subject. I want to talk about Philip Solo. He's a YouTuber, obviously, you know, and I've been watching him for a while, you know, maybe less than a year. He's from Vancouver, Canada. You know, and I really enjoy his channels, you know, and I found his channels during a time where I hit this this rabbit hole, I guess you could say, of content creators who did reviews of the best things, right? I think probably the most notorious one that I was watching was the one with, forget his name, he's a rapper, 2 Chainz, I think it's 2 Chainz, where he would, watch the most expensive thing, or, you know, try the most expensive things, you know, so, I was watching those kind of videos, and then, it, completely off course, I ran into one of his videos, which was, like, the worst reviewed restaurant in my city, and at the time I was kind of thinking of like stuff I could do on my channel. Wow, weird. Why is it doing that? Maybe it's running out of gas. Doesn't have I don't think my gauge works, so I don't know, I might have a broken car here on my podcast. I guess we'll see here. But anyways, let me just wrap up the story. So he, he has a totally different past life, you know, that I didn't know about. So he, you know, I really like him as a content creator. He seems down to earth, genuine. And he has a dark gothic style, which I like. Dark sense of humor, you know. And he always had these, like, witty little tongue-in-cheek, you know, little plays that he would use, you know. Like, little words that he would say, you know. He would just, like, find stuff and just, like, wrote wordplay, you know, make raps and whatnot. So I really enjoyed him, but turns out that he actually was a rapper in a past life. Like, he was like a battle rapper, you know, and I watched him on this video where he was rap battling against some dude, and the guy was really an eccentric, you know, one of those dudes who relies a lot of his on his energy, and I've dealt with a lot of these guys, you know, back in the day where you can't even form a coherent thought against them because they're just their way, their style is just to yell at you to, you know, they get it's a tactic that they do to get you distracted, you know, and me as a, you know, ESL, English as a second language person, you know, sometimes it's just hard for me to express my thoughts off the cuff, you know, and I think just because how I learned my language growing up, it's not like I'm not dumb, maybe I am dumb, you know, I've never been that kind of a witty person, you know. Just because when I want to say something, you know, I don't necessarily know how to say it right away until I process it a little bit. And I think it has to do something with that translation between Spanish and English as a primary language. But anyways, Filled Solo TV, you know, I ran into this video, you know, where he ends it. And he's basically, you know, I don't remember the exact lyrics, and I wish I could play them right now. Actually, why don't I play them right now? Hold on. I'll do that. Sorry, I had to, I kind of had to redo this. I was kind of talking there for a while, but the stupid software, man, this software isn't ideal, does the job, whatever, I get it, but I just want to rant a little bit about that, but I'm not going to do the entire Filled Solo battle. I had some of it included, and I had to edit some of it out, and apparently cut all of it out, and I almost lost the entire podcast. So with that said, I'm just going to go ahead and finish it off here, and I will do a follow-up to Filled Solo's rap career before whatever, but I just a lot of respect for him, because he basically... He was getting abused. He was going through a middleman, you know, he realized that he can make everything he was doing on his own. Went out and did it. Now he's doing a completely different art form, but he's doing it in a way where he's benefiting financially out of it. And he's still including his love of wordplay, rap, poetry, however you like to call it. He's still doing that in his new art form. So he high respect for him because he was able to quit what he was doing, which sounded like he was doing pretty good for himself. He was able to quit that life and move on with something that maybe he's more passionate about. He enjoys, you know, he gets more, you know, personal fulfillment instead of what he was doing before, you know. And I know he's battled through a lot of demons. He's gone through a lot of stuff that I didn't know about. But yeah, overall, he's a good guy. I really like him. He seems down to earth. You know, I've been on a few of his live streams. He's a really good guy overall. But yeah, I'll upload the rest of that later and follow up, you know, because I think it's a really interesting story. But yeah, anyways, today I wasn't on my way to work. I was actually on my way home. That's because I left my laptop at my office during a shift I had to work, the last shift I had to work, where I didn't even have to be, I should have had to be there, you know, so I forgot my stupid laptop, now I had to drive in for no reason. But anyways, I'm here, you know, I'm gonna clock in and then do my stupid shift here from my home office. But it's just kind of funny to me because I get there, you know, it's early in the morning, you know, and what do I hear the baby boomer doing, you know? First of all, he doesn't say hi or anything, you know, rude as mother effer. Second of all, he's on a personal call, you know, and it's the same shit every time, you know. It's like, I don't know, I don't get it, but it's something, I'm just tired of working with these kind of people. You know, that feel so self-entitled to do whatever they want. But anyways, yeah, it's just kind of funny. Thank you guys for catching the Approachly podcast today. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you for, please subscribe.